Welcome to your guided sitting meditation practice. Please find a comfortable and suitable position for you to sit. Ideally with your back upright and straight, and supported if necessary for more comfort. If you are sitting on a chair, allow your feet to be placed firmly on the floor or on a block or cushion. Also, allow plenty of support for your knees if you're sitting on a cushion or meditation stool. Making yourself as comfortable as possible. Easing your shoulders now away from the ears. Letting your hands rest either on your lap or on your knees in whatever way feels most natural to you right now. The head is comfortably balanced on top of your neck and chin slightly dropped. As best as you can, letting go of any effort from your jaw and face, and gently close your eyes or gaze softly on the floor slightly in front of you. Bringing into your posture also a sense of lightness, but at the same time feeling well supported from the ground. Adopting a dignified, erect, but relaxed posture that will help keeping you alert and attentive throughout the meditation practice. Now, when ready, allow your body to be at ease, settling into the position and into stillness. Taking a moment to reflect on the intention for this practice. You have purposefully set aside this time to be with yourself and to bring to your own experiences, whatever they might be, an open, gentle, and curious awareness, imbued with an attitude of friendliness and kindness towards yourself. In this way, you are actively helping to cultivate a different and non-judgmental way of being with yourself, with your bodily sensations, with your feelings and thoughts. In this practice, you're not striving to be a certain way, like calm or relaxed, or to become someone different from whom you are, but to allow yourself to be exactly as you are right now in this moment. Don't worry about perfection. Just be here with each moment as best as you can, knowing that there is no right or wrong way to experience or to be. Noticing whatever is here and allowing it to be here now. Gradually let your awareness now drop into your breath, noticing the body breathing. The body breathing by itself. No need to control or change the breath in any way. Breath flowing in, breath flowing out, effortlessly, continuously. At this stage, it is helpful to choose a single place in your body wherever you feel the breath most clearly, rather than moving your awareness from one place to another. Perhaps you feel the breath in your abdomen, or the chest, or the nose. So anchoring your awareness here for now, wherever you feel the breath most clearly. focusing on the actual sensations of the breath in your body. Following the sensations of the breath all the way through, through the whole length of the inhalation, from your nostrils to your abdomen, and then all the way through from the abdomen up and out through the nose with the out-breath. Exploring the detailed patterns of sensations of the breath. Following the breath in and out like a wave, rising and falling. Being fully present with your breath, each breath. Just living one inhalation and one exhalation at a time. Of course, at some stage you will notice the mind wandering away from the breath. So when you noticed, then simply acknowledge where the mind has gone and gently return back to the breath each time, no matter how many times. Each time opens the way of making a fresh start at any moment. It is helpful to keep your awareness on the breath light, like a soft touch or like a butterfly gently hovering over a flower. No need to try too hard, staying at ease in body and mind. Remember that at any stage during the practice, when the mind has wandered away from your current focus, or if you experience strong emotions, feelings, or thoughts, you can always come back and reconnect with your breath and stabilize your awareness till you feel ready to continue with the other parts of this practice. This is completely normal. The breath being the anchor for the mind, always here, always in the present moment. Now extending the focus of your awareness beyond the movements of the breath to the entire body. Experiencing as if the whole body is breathing now. And beginning to turn your awareness now to the world of sensations in your body. Sensing the body as a whole. Sensing your position your posture. Sensing where the body is in contact with the floor or chair or cushion. Experiencing the weight of the body pressing down. Expanding your awareness even right out to the edges of the body, the skin, and sensations of touch here. Sensations of the hands and fingers where they touch the thighs or each other. Perhaps noticing the air around your face. Feelings of warmth or cold anywhere in the body. Sensing the whole body from head to toe with an open, curious mind, leaving nothing out. Like a wide-angle lens, taking it all in. Awareness filling the body, bathing the body, feeling the whole body alive and awake. Noticing how sensations arise and how they change from moment to moment, and letting them be. Now, some bodily sensations may start to pull for your particular and continuous attention, like tension or tightness. This may be because of discomfort or because of restlessness. It is good to remember you have choices how to be with those sensations. If sensations are particularly strong and unpleasant, like pain, you may choose for now to move the body or parts of the body slowly and mindfully so that it becomes more comfortable and safe for you to continue with the practice. Another option is to acknowledge these strong and even unpleasant sensations and allowing them to be here for now. And with an attitude of kindness and friendliness, you may choose to explore these sensations even in more detail through purposefully changing your awareness, like a zoom lens, gradually focusing in closer to those regions of greatest intensity. Coming in closer and perhaps even right into it. As best as you can, noticing where the sensations begin, where do they end, or where they are most intense, or perhaps if they change in any way in their intensity or location, or even move around the body. In this way, allowing those sensations to be here and giving them space to do whatever they need to do. simply allowing those sensations to flow wherever they need to go. It is important not so much to think about the sensations, but allowing yourself to directly feel them as best as you can, to experience fully whatever is here to be experienced. Another way of being with strong sensations is to use the breath, breathing into the edges of the strong sensation, and with an out-breath allowing the edges to soften. If the sensations are very strong or intense, you may also explore how your body is reacting to them. If there is any sense of tensing, bracing, or pushing away in the body, now, deliberately widening the focus, your awareness again, to the whole body, becoming aware of the larger sense of the body and the constantly shifting patterns of sensations within it. As best as you can, holding all the sensations equally, even unpleasant ones, within the wider space of awareness, to sense them within the bigger pattern of sensations, as if you were cradling all the sensations of the body in a kind, spacious, all-inclusive awareness. Now, when ready, letting go of your awareness of sensations in your body and shifting your focus now to your hearing, as if you are now opening your ears wide, becoming aware of sounds. Noticing sounds from all around you, or within you, without aversion or indulgence. Being aware of sounds at its most basic, fundamental level, simply sound waves that your body is receiving with its faculty of hearing, allowing them to pass through your awareness. No need to go looking for sounds. In the same way as you were focusing on the breath before, or on sensations in your body, you are now allowing the sounds to be the focus of your awareness, the sounds as the anchor for your mind to return to at any stage. Awareness of sounds that are near or far away, that are obvious or more subtle, external or internal, just sounds. Sounds rise, sounds fall, continuously changing from moment to moment. As best as you can, directly experiencing the sounds as sounds, rather than thinking about the sounds, whether you like them or not. Returning to sounds again and again. After some time, perhaps noticing certain thoughts or images that the mind creates when it comes into contact with the sounds, creating a memory or a story. When you notice being caught up at any stage in any of those images or stories, simply and lightly acknowledge the mind has wandered away from the sounds itself, and patiently return to the current focus of sounds as often as you notice. Remember that this is normal and what the mind tends to do, and you're not doing anything wrong. The moment you notice, you're waking up to the present moment, to the here and now. Now, gently letting go of awareness of sounds and refocusing the awareness now instead on thoughts. Allowing thoughts now to be the anchor and focus point for the mind. For some people, it helps to imagine watching thoughts as if you were lying in a field on your back and watching the clouds floating by in a vast, spacious sky, arriving from somewhere, passing through till they disappear. Or perhaps more like sitting on the bank of a river and watching leaves float by on the surface of the stream. There's no need to go searching for thoughts or thinking about thoughts. Instead, like a witness, just watching and allowing them to arise whenever they arise into your awareness. Thoughts can be about anything, about the past or the future. Thoughts about plans and deadlines. Thoughts about thoughts. Or thoughts about food, sleep. There are limitless possibilities. So whatever they are, allowing them to be here now, without our usual judgments and opinions. Simply witnessing the thoughts as they arise into awareness and eventually dissolve like clouds passing by undisturbed. Each time you notice being caught up in a stream of thoughts or train of thoughts, simply noticing where the mind has gone, letting go, and returning to simply witnessing thoughts arise and pass away. Perhaps noticing that thoughts are not fixed or permanent, that they in fact constantly changing, and in doing so revealing their impermanence. We are not our thoughts, we're just witnessing the thoughts as they arise and pass away. Of course, sometimes thoughts can carry with them strong emotions or feelings, pleasant or unpleasant. Maybe noticing a tendency to wanting to hold on to certain thoughts and pushing away others. As best as you can, noticing certain judgments you may have about these feelings and emotions, like fear, anger, sadness, grief, impatience, or boredom. Exploring what it is like to feel them, and also to allow them to be here for now, because they are already here. So if you are now aware of a particular intense emotion arising from a thought, and if it is okay for you, perhaps starting to explore where exactly you may experience this emotion in your body. What is it like allowing this feeling to be here? And as best as you can, like you did with strong sensations in your body, you may now breathe into the region of great intensity, and with the out-breath allowing it to soften, which it may or may not. Allowing the breath to reach the areas of greatest intensity in your body. But you may also choose for now to leave that feeling or emotion and return to awareness of thoughts or to your breath, anchoring the mind in the here and now. And now, letting go of thoughts altogether. And open your awareness now to whatever is here, moment to moment awareness. Opening up to the vast, spacious ground of being. Nothing in particular, and nothing left out. Being here with whatever is. So if it is a sensation in the body you're noticing, then simply noticing a sensation. If it is a thought, noticing a thought, or a sound, or the breath flowing in and out of the body. No need to look for anything or to hold on to anything. Opening to whatever arises into the field of consciousness. Sitting and witnessing the sea of change in your mind and body. For the last few moments of this practice now, bringing yourself back to simple awareness of the breath in your body. Knowing when you're breathing in and knowing when you're breathing out, with kindness and in silence. Acknowledging the time you have spent with yourself, intensely nourishing yourself, and taking an active role in your own health and well-being. By practicing on a regular basis, being with yourself in this way of allowing whatever is here to be here, without judgment or pushing away or wanting to hold on to certain states of mind, or feelings, will help you to become more present and awake, which will expand also into the rest of your life as it continuously unfolds.